Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now. A show for veterans by veterans.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Tom Claxton and Cal Walters, both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we welcome you to the most important and entertaining show on the radio each week as we tackle the issues and concerns vital to the welfare of our nation's most neglected asset, the United States military veteran, and we are broadcasting live from the fantail of the battleship USS Alabama on Mobile Bay, where, you know, the rain, Tom, the rain hasn't showed up really yet. It's a little cloudy, a little sunny, a little windy.
The battleship scared it off, man. It didn't want to fight this big ship.
Absolutely. It is certainly taken care of it. So, it's a nice day out on Mobile Bay, and we are happy to be
Not only on. That, the general won't allow it.
Well, that's it. Yeah, I mean, the proclamation came down from the brass.
Right, from the brass, right.
There you go. But, hey, we've got an outstanding show coming up for you today. But first, I want to thank some of the sponsors that helped make the show possible.
Yes, we do. The battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, which we're at today on the battleship itself, Viva Medicare of Alabama, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Ed's Seafood Shed, the official sponsor of Tom's Tirade, Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens, and Lifeline's Counseling Services, the Veteran 211 Hotline.
And, of course, I want to thank all of our sponsors and you, our great listeners, because we could not do this without your support. So please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. And, of course, SBN's all about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them. So you can always join in the discussion at 343-0106 or 866-983-2777. Hey, you can also check us out on Facebook. You can follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN, and if you'd like to listen on demand, our regularly aired programs are up via most of the major podcasting sites, and Tom's Tirade is up on castbox.net. So, I mean, if you're just laying around doing the COVID thing and you need to get your blood pressure going, you can always pop in and put Tom in your head, but I don't know if that's a good thing.
No, you don't need a dose of that, but you'll have a good time.
Hey, there you go. Hey, and you can always check out scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information. Hey, coming up on SBN, September Suicide Awareness and Prevention Month, and we will speak with Catherine Rogers from Lifeline's Counseling Services on the services that they offer our veterans and their families. And as I said, we're broadcasting from the USS Alabama, so we will speak with the Executive Director of the battleship, General Janet Cobb, on the upcoming events here at the park. And speaking of Tom's Tirade, we got one toe-tapping top cat. It's one you don't want to miss.
Mm-mm-mm.
Hey, but first, it is a pleasure to be joined by Mr. Nick DiMario from Ed's Seafood. Nick, welcome back to the Scuttlebutt.
What's happening, fellas?
Oh, man, we're glad to have you on board today. Y'all must be busy over at Ed's.
Yeah, we got all kinds of stuff going on. We start at breakfast every day, and to celebrate where you're actually doing your show today, we added the Battleship Breakfast Bowl that we'll offer every day from 8:30 to 11.
Awesome.
Wait, so is that like SOS?
Yeah, we have that too, shrimp on a shingle. I'm sure that
Oh, okay.
No, man, come on. I knew you'd find something there. But that's awesome. You're going to go ahead with breakfast every day now.
Yeah, breakfast starts at 8:30 and ends at 11 every day. And we're excited about that because we feel like, you know, Saturdays and Sundays we've done very well. And we feel like, you know, especially with all these workers and things going on, to get an early bite and get to work. And they're all working so hard to restore all of our power and get us all back to where we need to be.
Well, we have so many people in Baldwin County that doesn't have their power back as well. I think I heard the general say a while ago that she didn't have her power on yet. So,
yeah, Lake Forest has been totally decimated. They're talking about two or three more days without power, or actually feeding that whole housing complex tomorrow, breakfast and lunch during different times to help them out.
Well, how are you going to do that, Nick? What's that? How's that going to work?
We'll set up a little serving line, and then we'll have the pancakes ready to go and sausages, and then we'll come back in the afternoon and do a little gumbo and fried cornbread. And I mean, we're professionals. We know how to keep them spaced out and everybody wearing masks and
okay,
get to them.
Okay. So you're actually going to do that on site in Lake Forest?
Yeah, we're going to do that in Lake Forest tomorrow, and we are going to feed those folks breakfast and lunch because they seem to be that the density of trees over there is crazy as far as how much devastation's been over there and lack of power. Pete still doesn't have power.
Really? The Lake Forest area is still without power?
Yeah, yeah. But they're saying three more days for that area, but they're working hard.
It's unbelievable the amount of crews and men and equipment that have come into this area from out of town, and that's been so beneficial to all the local guys that are trying to get the stuff up and running, because we had so many poles down, we had so many transformers blown. The figures that they gave over in Mobile County was just unbelievable. So I can imagine Baldwin County is worse because they got the worst of the wind.
Yeah, I lived in Gulf Shores, and every morning on the way out, there's at least 100 trucks waiting to get in to do work.
Good gracious. Mm-mm-mm. Well, we're blessed to have all that, and we're blessed to have all those people in here with the proper equipment and properly trained to know what they're doing, because, man, without that, we could be up 6 months or a year.
They're getting everybody back, you know, getting the power back. You know, they're working hard. You know, Saturday, the anticipation of everybody having TVs with football and Alabama, Auburn, you know, getting back everybody as normal as possible. No, I think that's the best. You know, they're really, really working hard to get everybody where they need to be and being safe. And I think all the community is pitching together and helping. You know, that's why we're doing breakfast.
Well, Nick, I know, you know, you guys are moving ahead with everything that's happened with the storm. But, of course, as you mentioned, with keeping everybody safe, we're still kind of coming out of the whole COVID situation, and I know that you at Ed's and all of your properties, you've done a fantastic job on making safety a priority. But you know, you've got the holidays coming up. It's going to be, you know, before we know it. In fact, I was out somewhere, they had Christmas decorations out already. Did I miss it? Like Halloween hasn't happened.
I know, yeah.
But
yeah, days and weeks fly by. I mean, you know, like we said, Cal, we are still doing 50% capacity seating. We're still taking same things that we're still doing the sanitation things that we normally do, even heightened awareness of being good operators, wearing masks. You know, the different during the holidays, people are going to want to have parties. Well, they can sit at tables of nine.
Correct.
We'll still be spending what we need to do to work safe.
So there are there. You know, if someone did want to come out and have, you know, holiday get together at Ed's, it is possible. They just have to work within, I guess, the parameters. And I would assume that applies at all of the locations that you got.
Yeah, well, with Ed's, we actually take reservations. So it's actually, especially for the holidays, we'll be able to, it'll be a more controlled situation so that we know exactly how to space people out, exactly how it needs to go, which sometimes when, you know, just take reservations and people show up, it gets a little tricky.
Great. Well, hey, Nick, with Ed's Seafood Shed, we appreciate you being with us. Thanks for all the information. Thank you for what you're doing for the community. You're doing that feed for folks who are helping get the power back tomorrow in Lake Forest. So we thank you so much. And, hey, thanks for all you do for our military and our veterans, and we look forward to seeing you again soon.
Y'all come eat lunch when you're done.
Oh, wow, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, we know the way.
Just a little
right,
bit.
Thank you, Nick.
Thanks. Hey, on the other side of the break, the executive director of the battleship, General Janet Cobb, when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
When the Green Beret trained to live off nature's land.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Our number is 343-0106 or 866-983-2777. Hey, you can check us out on Facebook. You can also follow me on Twitter. And it is always an honor and a privilege to be joined on SBN by the executive director of the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, General Janet Cobb. General, welcome back to SBN, and thank you for your service.
Cal, thank you. Marines, Tom, good to see you, and thank you both for your service.
Thank you, General.
Well, it's great to be here back on the battleship. Between, you know, the virus and everything else, it's been kind of hit and miss. And, of course, you know, you've had the hurricane to deal with now. So how did the park and how are things going in your, I guess, your reopening from your reopening of your soft open or something like
exactly.
that?
Exactly. We were blessed. Last Wednesday, our security folks were here. We do have some damage on our big maintenance shed in the back. Some erosion out on the beach out by the rocks, and just some trash and some fencing down, but basically not much damage at all. We were expecting about a 5 to 7 foot storm surge, and that wind shifted at the last minute, and instead of driving it, the south wind driving it up here, you know, it took it back out into the bay and into the Gulf. So we were very blessed.
Well, General, how did y'all keep those planes all that you have sitting around out there now? Were they secured that much? That wind wouldn't bother them?
Yeah, they're pretty heavy.
Okay. Well, I didn't know whether they could get under the wings or something, though, and cause a lift.
Well, during the Katrina, the Coast Guard Albatross was actually out on the causeway, I believe.
Oh,
or,
my goodness.
Or out front. Yeah, she floated. Hey, she's a seaplane. What do you expect?
Yeah.
$7 million worth of damage to the park after Katrina, and all that water. You got
in
the pavilion and just destroy those aircraft. Mike Thompson, our aircraft's exhibit manager, is still working on those aircraft to restore them today.
Well, that's neat that we didn't get any of them damaged that you have outside now, because you have such an awesome display of the planes and
we
all
do.
Out there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, that is fantastic. So you're fully open from the hurricane.
We are, Cal. We opened full-time on May the 23rd. We were closed completely for 6 weeks because of COVID, partially opened the gift shop and the grounds for 2 weeks, and then we've been reopened. We left here about 1:30 on Monday. We were out for 3 days last week to let our staff deal with their personal issues. You know, those things have to be done. We reported back on Friday, and we reopened on Saturday.
Outstanding.
That's awesome.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
And speaking of Saturday, I know you have a full list of events that you have coming up this Saturday.
We do. It's going to be our Living History Crew weekend. They normally come the first weekend in October. Sadly, we were due to host the Historic Naval Ships Association National Conference here this weekend,
right.
Canceled because of COVID. The reenactors will be here. The main yak attack, weather permitting, our aircraft will fly and do their simulated attack on the battleship. We'll have the reenactors here about 1 o'clock. So get here about noon if you want to get a good place on the deck to see that. We're very excited. It's always a great event here at the park.
Now, that's just one of the events that you have, the yak attack, of course, but then you have the Living History crew.
We do. They come in.
That comes in.
Yeah. They come in as a like a reserve or a guard. We call it like a drill weekend for them. But these folks do reenactments in other areas as well. They do War of 1812. They do Civil War. They do other types of World War II reenactments. And a small group will come in Thursday and prep. This will be the first time in some time that they'll berth aboard. And they live the life of a sailor while they are aboard. You know, they're down in the bunks. Of course, they'll be socially distanced and forward and aft and in those areas. And we're going to ask those sailors to clean up and disinfect after themselves before we get in there. So they're excited, and they, you know, they do deck drills, and they, you know, they're unofficial tour guides for us as well. So it's really neat when you've got a young E3 up there and, you know, the denims and dungarees of World War II, with that Dixie cup cap on, giving a tour of the battle bridge.
And so let me ask you, I know that this is a regular event for you. Are most of your Living History crew, do they return each time, or do they have, you know, I know with some of these reenactments, you kind of have to pull from wherever you can get them.
They try to. They have their own personal life schedule. A lot of them drive in from different places in the Southeast, so a lot of it depends on what they have happening at home. But they do have a core group. They can have anywhere from, you know, the high 20s to maybe 50. But most of them do return every time.
And is the group that you've got coming, they're just going to be for the Alabama, not the drum this time? Because I know,
right,
the past you have had both.
We
groups.
Do. This time the drummer, some of them, most of them began as Alabama reenactors, and they decided they would, you know, kind of go over to the drum and do something there. So we don't have anything actively planned for a drum reenactment this time.
All right. Well, one of the things that I find neat in talking with some of the naval veterans is they had not been over, and they've heard about the fact that you have the drum, and they come over. And these may have been folks that had, you know, sailors that had been on submarines, but they have been on modern submarines. And they come over, and they get into the drum, and it's like an entirely different world.
It is, and you think, you know, 75 men and officers in that little space.
And a chicken, or what? They had all other things, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, actually, they had, on the Alabama, they had two chickens they kept in the engine room. I'm sure not for long, but they did have stateside the dog, who is immortalized. We have stateside's collar in his silver plate with his name on it. He made a couple of the war patrols, and we have his collar on display here. So, you just think about, you know, when men were men, when men were crazy.
Right. They didn't care.
Yeah, all my submariner friends are crazy, I think. But, you know, they love it. They're so proud of it. And it does take a special person to do that.
Right.
But we're proud of the drum. She's pristinely restored on the inside. We're working on some of her tanks, still working on getting those cleaned out. And Tom Bowser and Leslie Waters continue to work on the bow and get her ready to seal up and repaint.
Awesome.
That is really remarkable.
Yes.
Now, I know in addition to the Yak Attack and the Living History crew, you have, I would say, some special guests that are coming to perform.
We do. The bells are going to come, and they're going to sing just after, I think, 11 o'clock and 1 o'clock. They come and they do World War II songs. It would remind you of the Andrews Sisters.
Okay.
But we're very proud of them, the Blue Anchor Bells. They've sung for us here before, and it's just it's a delight. People really enjoy it.
And all of that's included just with your regular interest to the park?
It is. It is. Just come on into the park and enjoy the day. Come fly a kite if we've got any wind, or come up on deck and see this great show.
Well, I need to come listen to my music.
Well, yeah. When you said that, yeah, I saw your eyes light up when
that's
you
right.
said the
1940 style singing group. Yeah, I can.
Yeah, didn't you enlist with Chesty Puller? I mean, you know, in the Corps.
Yeah, me and Chesty. Yeah, we were the same platoon.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Tom's serial number was 1.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. That's right. You and John Lejeune, I guess.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, John was pretty nice guy. Yeah.
So, and real quick, I know you have one other, Operation Gratitude.
We do.
You know, just tell our listeners a little bit about that.
If you go below deck to the post office, you know, a lot of people forget about life on a ship. They hear that an aircraft carrier is a floating city, which it certainly is. But the Alabama has a photographic lab. They have a print shop. They had two daily newspapers, you know, kind of crude. They were run off on a mimeograph machine. But our post office had every function and feature that a shore post office would have. And it's pristinely restored. The airmail stamps, the packages. But we have pen and paper and envelopes down there where we ask kids or people to come in, write on there. They're writing to servicemen and women today. Thank you for your service. They put it in our mailbox, and we ship those things overseas.
Awesome.
Operation
awesome.
Gratitude.
Great.
Outstanding.
For those still serving.
Well, General, we thank you so much for being here with us again. Thanks for hosting us
Cal,
again.
Always welcome. Tom, Marines, good to see you. Thank you for your service.
Thank you, General, for your service.
I'll see you at breakfast at Ed's.
There you go.
Hey, there you go.
And Tom's buying.
Yeah, I'm buying.
Hey, on the other side of the break, Catherine Rogers with Lifelines Counseling Services. When we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining us today on the Scuttlebutt Network Radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans. Transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. I'm Cal Walters, along with Tom Claxton. We're glad that you have joined us to discuss the issues that are facing our veterans today. And we are excited to be broadcasting live from the fantail of the battleship USS Alabama on Mobile Bay. And thankfully, the rain has held off thus far, so it's kind of a nice afternoon to be out on the battleship and in the park. If you haven't seen the battleship lately, today is a great day to come and enjoy it.
You need to come over here and see the General's bass boat. This is an awesome bass boat.
Yeah. Well, Sean, and we want to thank Sean for allowing us to follow in his footsteps here in the mobile command, I guess you could say it.
Oh, yeah.
What was the scuttle bus, I think is what it's
called. Scuttle bus, right.
When we're on. I know he said that he'd like to throw a line out and then see what he can do. He can catch.
I'm going to bring him. Next time we come over, I'm bringing him a rod and reel. He can fish off the fantail back there.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. But again, it's great to be here, and I know we want to thank some of our sponsors, right, Tom?
We certainly do. We'd like to thank the folks that helped make this show possible, the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, where we're at, our sea lawyer, Colin Kimberly, and all the fine folks at the law firm of Gartenberg and Kimberly, Viva Medicare of Alabama, Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens, Lifelines Counseling Services, which controls the Veteran 211 hotline.
And we are joined now on SBN by Ms. Catherine Rogers. She's from Lifelines Counseling Services. Catherine, thank you again for joining us. Thank you so much for what you do for our veterans and their families.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me here.
Well, we're no stranger to Lifelines. You guys have worked with us, I guess, we're on our third year with Lifelines now. But September is an important month because it is Suicide Awareness and Prevention Month. And, of course, veteran suicide is one of those things that we have discussed numerous times and followed here on SBN. Give us the latest on the veteran suicide statistics, please.
Yeah, so right now we are waiting on 2020 statistics, but we know from our old statistics that unfortunately, nationally, we have had about 6,139 deaths by suicides in our veteran community. And if we break that down even further, just for Alabama, we've had 124 veterans death by suicide. So it's pretty predominant here in our in our state and in our country, so.
And it really is, it's an epidemic in many ways. And, the federal government, the local government, we've thrown money at it. We've tried and tried and tried. And yet we still see those numbers out there. So I know that Lifelines has some resources. So tell us a little bit about the Veterans Crisis Line that you have.
Absolutely. So the Veterans Crisis Line is kind of hooked with the National Suicide Prevention Line. So the number for that is 1-800-273 or TALK or 8255. And then in order to reach the Veterans Crisis Line, you just press 1. And with this Veterans Crisis Line, you don't necessarily have to be in crisis. I know it says the word crisis, and most people who call are like, I'm not in crisis, I just want to talk. And that's absolutely fine. We are here to talk about whatever is on your heart, whatever is on your mind. And absolutely, if you are in crisis, please do reach out to us.
And so that crisis line numbers that you just gave, is that going to plug them into somebody who's local, or is that going to plug them into that national line?
Yeah, so I know for the suicide prevention line, we answer that right here in Mobile, Alabama. And we have some that answers the Veterans Crisis Line as well here. If there is nobody available here, then it will get brought to the statewide, and then there's backup centers from the state to the nation. So basically, if each one can't answer, somebody definitely in the country will be able to answer.
Wonderful. We've heard horror stories about some of those lines to the crisis lines going to answering machines, and certainly that's not something that someone in that situation wants to encounter. Now, is that crisis line different from your regular 211 line?
Yes. So 211 is basically an information and referral services. So right now, our 211 line is getting a lot of things from Hurricane Sally. So we get a lot of calls asking, what do I do? I have damage, or I can't pay my utilities, or I need help with rent. That's more of a 211, and we have tons of resources specifically for veterans.
Outstanding. So a veteran who may not necessarily be in like a suicide crisis mode, the 211 is the resource that they want to use, not necessarily that crisis line. And it's fantastic that you have those resources that are available, and you're able to plug them into resources in the community. Tell us a little bit about this weekly training program that you have.
Yeah, so we have a weekly training called Question, Persuade, and Refer. And basically, it is the best kind of training for everyday man, I like to say, or woman. So basically, it's on how to talk to somebody if you see warning signs or they have suicidal ideation. It helps you question, like, what questions to ask, persuade them on how to stay alive, and then who to refer them to if that is needed as well. And it's actually, research has come back that it's really beneficial for just common people, like maybe you and I. So we offer that weekly, and it's online. And if you just go to our website, you'll be able to sign up for the training.
Outstanding. Now, they do need to sign up for the training, and they can do that through your website. It's not something where they can do it on demand, I guess?
Correct. Unfortunately, it can't be recorded.
Right. Okay. But that is something, and we'll get some information posted on our Facebook and try to put a link up on our website.
Yeah,
and finally, we got about a minute. Tell us a little bit about the Survivor of Suicide Loss Support Group.
Yes, this is a new initiative that we have. It's a support group that we have for those family and friends of loved ones who've died by suicide. And basically, it's also going to be virtual right now due to COVID. And so just reaching out and supporting those who have lost somebody.
And so that's for family, friends. Is there a qualification, or is that something that, someone who's been touched by suicide in any way can plug into?
Correct. So anybody
great.
That has been touched by
well,
suicide.
Great. Catherine, again, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for the information. Again, get those numbers out to our listeners, numbers, website, all the resources that you've got.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Wonderful. Catherine Rogers with Lifelines Counseling Services. That is the Veteran 211 hotline, and they do a fantastic job supporting our veterans and their families. And remember, it's like we've talked about, Tom, probably the best prevention that you can do, especially if you're a veteran, is go out there, reach out, talk to another veteran.
Right.
Don't let them fall through the cracks.
Right.
Do not let them fall through the cracks.
Have to. We have to save those guys.
Absolutely. Hey, and for more information, you can always check out scuttlebuttnetwork.com. On the other side of the break, Tom's tirade on the toe-tapping top cat. All that and more when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
Think you're bad with your rap? Well, I'll tell you, Pilgrim, the course started the crap. When you were just a gleam in your parents' eye, I was crossing the D-ware with George and the guys. Right, left, 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 right, left. I started on the footprints of old P.I., where I learned all about that Semper Fi. Didn't want to bother nobody, be a real nice guy, just to keep the shooting straight and avoid the D.I. Right, left, right, left, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left. Now what is your major malfunction? Not a problem, do I see. 200 Hodges, well, what you gonna do? I got a four-man squad that'll see me through. That's 200 dead and 14,400 virgins. Right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left. And what I do on your graves won't pass for flowers either. Now from Smedley Butler to the 3rd Air Wing, you haven't heard a cadence till you heard the Marines sing. We got the baddest cadence in history, and the others just wish they was USMC. Right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left. Meanwhile, back at the camp, Lejeune, that is, Reveille and Daylong Humps. Well, the first thing you know, Top Cat's a buck sergeant. First sergeant says, Tom, cut your damn hair. Said, if you're gonna make it in this man's corps, you better drop and give me 20. So I hit the floor. Quarter deck, that is. Push-ups till you just can't stop. Trips to the pit till you gotta drop. High and tights and sleepless nights. Right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left. Now you heard me on the airwaves, the doing my thing, but deep in my heart, I'm still a Marine. Mama, mama, can't you see what the Marines have done to me? Aye, aye, sir. Aye, aye, sir. Aye, aye, sir. Aye, aye, sir. Well, I don't know if that's how you strum, but this Marine knows how to overcome. Chesty Puller, Chesty Puller, Chesty Puller, let me rock you, Chesty Puller. Let me rock you, Chesty Puller, that's all I want to do, Chesty Puller. Right, left, right, left. From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, there's nothing to the way we do it. Hoorah! Iowa, Tripoli, Iraq. Marines been kicking it in the east, gonna kick it in the west. No need to show you who's the best. Nothing to the way we do it. Suribachi, Achi, Haji, too. Guess what, America? We guard you. Right, left, right, left, right, left, Left, right, left.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans. For the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM, streaming live at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. A couple of Marines with just a little bit to say, the First Amendment right to say it, and the fighting spirit to keep it. And, you know, just a little bit of humor there with
Hey, I got to take a break. I'm tired.
A little tribute,
I'm tired, man.
A little tribute to to the Duke and the Top Cat.
Let me tell you, Pilgrim.
All wrapped up in one. But you know, anytime we got with the way things are looking, you know, coming, I guess a little bit coming out of the virus. I know there's still a lot of safeguards in place. You know, we talked with Nick over at Ed's. They're rolling out that breakfast that they're going to
do.
And they're going to have it every morning, I think, starting at 8:30, something like
8 o'clock, yeah.
And, you know, especially with all of the workers that they've got coming in. With the reconstruction and the damage cleanup, all those things, you know, great opportunity for folks to be able to come out and, you know, enjoy a great breakfast at Ed's. They got some, you know, some of the basics, and then they have unique things that, you know,
they have
together some good stuff there at Ed's.
Man, I like those big old biscuits he's got over there too, you know, and he's got a special peach marmalade or something that he gives you to go on them. Ooh, I can make a meal out of that.
I was about to say, that sounds like something you just sit down and have eight, nine, or ten of those.
Yeah, can I get a glass of sweet tea to go with it?
Wow. Yeah, no, I was thinking of, you know,
milk.
I was just thinking a cup of coffee or some cold milk.
But, cold milk.
Because, the sweet with the sweet, that'd be.
Oh, and a couple of big old pieces of bacon, you know.
A big old piece
of ham. I'm hungry. Let's go eat.
Well, you know, I think we are going to make our way to Ed's after the show wraps up. But, you know, we talked with Catherine Rogers from Lifelines. And, you know, the one thing to recognize there, if there are issues and you don't have that number for the crisis line, you can make that call to 211. They can get you plugged in to the crisis line. And as they talked about, with those classes that they do on a weekly basis, their question, persuade, and refer training, you know, that's something, yes, you do have to register for those classes on their website. But once you're registered and you attend, that's going to give you some information to be able to recognize some of the signs that your, you know, friends, acquaintances, fellow veterans might be exhibiting, that, you know, maybe thinking about harming themselves. And that's what, you know, we've always talked about, Tom, is being there for those veterans, because we're the ones, we're on the front lines. You know, they can make that phone call to somebody that they probably don't know, somebody that in some cases may not even be in the local area. And yes, it's great to just be able to pick up the phone and have somebody to talk to, but it's even better, especially in these times that we're dealing with, Tom, where everybody has been told, you know, wear a mask, stay at home, social distance, all this kind of stuff. It's, you know, it's even more important in times like these to be able to make sure that you reach out to those veterans that may have been, you know, for shut into their homes to a certain extent.
And it is, and it's really unbelievable. But, you know, and they're doing an unbelievable job, because when I talked to her on September 21st, she said that they had, as of that day, they had 887 calls. So that's a working line.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and, you know, and of course, now you've got the virus. You've got just the ongoing issue of suicide prevention, Tom. But now you've got the aftermath of the storm with Sally rolling and all those things. I mean, you know, I hear people, I see posts on social media. You hear people just talk about, you know, goodness, if we could just get out of 2020, then everything would be different.
Right,
For whatever reason, 2020 has just been, you know, it's one bad penny after the other that just keeps popping up. And, you know, and it just wears on you after a while.
Unbelievable.
And, you know, if you're stuck in a situation where you aren't able to interact with people as you normally do, and, I know you're kind of a social butterfly, you won't say it, but, you know, you get out and about a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but you know, when you can't do that, it changes your perspective, and suddenly
it
those
does.
Walls start closing in on you, and it, you know, it doesn't take much for somebody who's plugged themselves in
to those networks in the community, and suddenly you can't access those. And so that's why it's very important. You know, you may not think that somebody's in trouble. Just reach out to them. Say hello.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Stop by, drop off some food. Just see how they're doing. Check in on them, because the worst thing we can do is let them fall through the cracks. But, hey, that's going to bring us to the close of today's edition of the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans. For the veterans, I want to thank you for joining us, and thank the general and everybody here at the battleship for having us today. We hope you will join us again soon. Until then, please keep our warriors in your prayers, especially those that are in harm's way. God be with them and their families. God bless America. Remember, hero is not a four-letter word. We will catch you on the other side.
Hoorah!